The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Who's your NBA MVP? Right now, season ended. Right now, who's the MVP? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming to you very live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Celtics, Lakers. Jaylen Brown dropped 40 on the Lakers in a win at Staples. 49-3 on, shot the lights out. Look, Lakers don't have AD. Lakers don't have LeBron. But the good news is, not for long. Here comes AD. By the way, I'm in such a bad mood right now. I can't. You know, I double park outside my apartment building. I live in a loft in New York. It's not like doorman or anything like that. Little no parking sign in front of the building. But everyone in the building and the neighborhood, they park inside. You know, you double park, put your blinkers on, run upstairs for a minute. You got to get something. You know, I drive my kids to school in the morning. I put the blinker on. I run upstairs. I'm upstairs about 15 minutes altogether. Come back down. Got tickets on the car. Got an NYPD boot on the car, one of those yellow boots. Tell me I got to go to Brooklyn to get it from the, to get it out of the the pound, the lot. $185. And if I don't do it in the next 2 hours, another $185. I can't do it in 2 hours. I got to go to the show. I'm on my way to work. What a racket they got going on. Now, after this, I got to go to Brooklyn and get my, and spend almost $400 to get my car because I double parked for 15 minutes like everybody does. Wonder what's going on. I saw yellow boots all over the neighborhood, too. I don't know. I think New York might be telling everybody, look, pandemic rules are over. It's the pandemic rules are over. I hear you ringing the bell. Yeah, everyone can't just do what they want. But damn, what's up, Raj?
How are you going to dress when you go there? Are you going to be suited and booted?
I have to be. I don't have time. I'm going to go home and change. I got to get there before, I guess before 5.
Why don't you take the subway? You going to take the subway?
The other thing is, no, I'll grab an Uber. Right, it's right over the bridge because I'm at the seaport right now in New York. The other thing is, you can't do it online. Like, you have to show up in person. New York, for people who don't know, has five boroughs. There's Manhattan, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Staten Island. And Brooklyn's real close to Manhattan, but still, like, you got to get on a bridge or a tunnel, go through it, take some time. Why can't you do it online? You can't pay a ticket online? In fact, I had two tickets on my car. I paid them online. It's still like, no, you got to be here in person. What? What a racket. Raj, anyway, it's very hard for me to concentrate on sports. This is my own personal stuff. That's it. No show today. That's it. No, I'm just kidding. I have to do the show, right? Oh, for crying. You know what? Call me with your worst parking ticket experiences.
Yes,
is that relatable?
You do have to do the show. You do have to do the show after being the one person out of millions of people to lose their voice after getting the vaccine.
I'm a medical marvel. Listen, what they say is you could have like symptoms, 24-hour symptoms. Before I get sick, a lot of times, Rod, you've worked with me for a long time, you know I lose my voice before I get sick. So apparently that was a symptom. It took like maybe 36 hours for it to come back. Anyway, speaking of comebacks, AD's coming back. You know, the thing is, and like, you know, Talen Horton Tucker, Montrezl Harrell, they can try and do what they want. I think Montrezl Harrell is a real good six-man type. Talen Horton Tucker eventually can be a starting caliber NBA player. Right now, they're both nice rotation pieces. Who the Lakers have right now? They're top heavy because if you can have the opportunity to grab an AD and a LeBron, of course every team does it. But that means you're not going to be an extremely deep team in terms of starting caliber players because most of your resources are on two max contract players. But the interesting question for me about AD, I was thinking about this when last seen, AD was the best big in the game. You can call him a power. Like I thought, look, AD still has a chance to be considered the greatest power forward of all time. And who is the answer to that question right now is Tim Duncan. And Duncan has five championships. AD's got the one. He's got to win multiple championships to really be in that conversation. But as a one-on-one player, I mean, what can't AD do? And I know it's not exactly, they're not power forwards, AD and Duncan, the way like Charles Barkley or Karl Malone were. because they're also rim defenders. They're kind of like hybrid 4-5s, power forward centers, right? AD and Duncan. But whatever that is, Duncan is the gold standard, and AD is the guy with a shot to catch him or replace him as the number one guy ever at that. But you know, he's injury prone. And so, like, I always have that thought about AD. And coming back now, of course, he has to give the Lakers a spark and try to keep them afloat so, you know, hopefully they get a little momentum heading into the playoffs and he can play himself into basketball shape by playoff time and get into rhythm. But I think there's also another interesting thing at stake beyond the team stuff and all the immediate stuff for AD. And that's when last seen he was the best big in the game. He was. Remember Jokic and Murray and how great they looked against the Clippers? And it's like, boy, this is two MVP caliber players. Then they ran into the Lakers. That was a buzzsaw. And AD showed Jokic what the best big in the game really looks like. Right? There was a difference because AD's a two-way player. You can sick him on a great offensive player and he can shut him down multiple positions. And he's also very hard to shut down, especially when he has essentially a point guard like LeBron. But since AD went out, an interesting thing has happened. It's not just that Jokic is playing better than ever, which is saying something. He's elevated his game again. Right now, he and Damian Lillard battle it out for the MVP, considering injuries to Embiid and Harden. But Embiid, game for game, has been the best player in basketball this year. And he's all the bigs are having a renaissance. Like, I know they're different than we used to think of them, but you know who would have been centers in the old days, right? Like, not just Jokic and Embiid and AD, but also Giannis. Last time you had four guys that good as bigs in the league. And I'm not even talking about guys like Vucevic and Porzingis and you know, guys like that. I'm just talking about the big four, I guess you'd say. But Embiid, it was on Basketball Reference this morning. He has 123 offensive rating, 103 defensive rating per 100 possessions, and a 35.1 usage rate. This according to Basketball Reference, Joel Embiid. No player since 1973, the first year they can calculate possessions, has hit all three of those numbers in a season. No player. But you know who's on that list? Michael Jordan, three times, and Kevin Durant once. Jordan when he was 24, Jordan when he was 32, Kevin Durant when he was 25, and Jordan when he was 27. Embiid, if the season ended right now, would be there. Of course, Jordan didn't miss games, but game for game, Embiid has been playing at historically high levels. Now that's... I had so much dandruff just now. I looked up at ESPN... at ESPN Plus, and I had to shake us like a snowstorm on my lapel. What's going on? Anyway, Embiid, it's not just that, like, well, in AD's absence, he's showing out. No, he got in shape. He's in the best shape of his career. He's surrounded by players who complement his skills, and so he's able to play in a way that is most beneficial to the team and to him. No, AD's been the best player in basketball on a game-for-game basis by a pretty clear margin this year. Now is AD coming back? Can he reach a height high enough where he can reestablish the fact that it is he and not Embiid who's the best big in the world? I know Embiid's really a classical center, and AD's more of a 4-5 hybrid, but still. Forget about it. Just call him a big. AD better than Embiid right now? Or is he going to be this year? Interesting. Is he going to be better than Jokic? He's a better defensive player than Jokic. But Jokic's offense. Jokic is a center averaging, what, 8-9 assists a game to go with 11 rebounds and all the points and shooting the three and the whole thing and the passing? My God. And then Giannis, you know? You might like AD more than Giannis, but Giannis also has a better team around him right now. At least it looks that way on paper for the playoffs. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jason in Ohio, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, Max, how you doing? It's a fine day.
Well, my car is in the Brooklyn Pound right now. I got to go get it out. So I've been better.
Right. Okay, I'll get to it real quick then, Max. About 2 years ago, I'm a big Michigan fan, football and basketball. So, you know, the last 30 years hasn't been great either. But a buddy of mine we were on vacation, and he bought us a tour of the Big House. So us being from Northwest Ohio, you know, we've been up to Ann Arbor a couple times. Long story short, he lost our parking ticket. Mm-hmm. We went to the went through the whole nine, got to park right in front of, you know, the big house. And then we parked our car and did some shopping, went to the, you know, big M Den and all that. Well, at the end of the day, he lost our ticket. And it was a Friday.
Oh,
he had
God.
To call my wife to come get us.
So you couldn't get the car till what? Till Monday?
Till Monday.
Yeah.
So I had to also take another vacation day because that was the end of my vacation.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Yeah. These parking things are a nightmare. I'm a poor working man. By the way, I really want to know. Like, those jokes, how does the working man do it? You know, I work on TV and the radio. I get hit with these bills. It's like, oh, it's $400 almost to get my car out of the – like, that's like, wow, that's a lot of money. I wish that hadn't happened. But how does a person with a normal paycheck and a real job do it? You got to take the day off of work to go get your car, and you got to pay that bill at your disposable income for months? This is what happened when New York City elected a Red Sox fan as mayor. All of a sudden, everyone got boots on their car. Speaking of Red Sox fan, Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Oh, wait, we're going to put Andre on hold. Jordan Schultz is on the line. It's time to Mike Jordan. It's a very clever name I've given this segment. Jordan Schultz, NBA insider analyst. He'll do NFL reporting, all breaking stuff all over the place. Time to Mike Jordan here on the Max Kellerman Show. Jordan, are you there?
Every time with that name, bro, I get so fired up. So yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a tremendous. Has anyone, now, in your entire career, is that the first time you've heard time to Mike Jordan?
I've heard, why can't you be like Mike Jordan?
Ah, but see, Mike Jordan, M-I-C Jordan, it's a tremendous, tremendous move on my part.
I'll take it.
Yes, you're on the Goodyear. You're joining me on the Goodyear hotline right now. So this is a thought I had. I want you to weigh in on it. I look at what Embiid is doing game for game. He's the best player in basketball this year. I mentioned it earlier. Basketball Reference had it. No one's ever hit the numbers he's hit this year in a full season. Offensive and defensive rating and usage rate. But the two other names on the list who are in the top five, three times Michael Jordan, once Kevin Durant. He has taken his game to new levels, been the best player on a per-game basis in the NBA this year. Jokic right now is the front runner for MVP because he hasn't missed time. I think of Giannis, who's really kind of a big, dressed up as a wing. AD is coming back. He's a, even if he's not a really a classical five, he's a hybrid 4-5, a power forward who also rim defends and can play the five. Are we going through a kind of a disguised golden age of bigs, Jordan?
We are, but we're not willing to look at it like that because all of these guys are so versatile. The last true center to win MVP was Shaq 20 years ago. But Embiid's a true center. Jokic is a true center, but they are so in the definition of a new age true center, and that's the difference. We have never seen such a golden age of versatile 7-foot guys that can do all three things on the floor, which is score at the three, score in the mid block, and score on the post, as well as defend. Now, Jokic isn't a classic rim protector, but what he's done from an offensive standpoint, Embiid, Davis, these guys are revolutionary players, man.
Well, yeah, Jokic is a really interesting case because he's not a rim defender. You know, he doesn't block a lot of shots or alter a lot of shots. He's not a great defensive player, but his offense is something we've never seen. Like, someone's mentioned, compared it to Sabonis, you know, what Sabonis must have looked like in his prime because we only saw post-prime in the NBA.
Arvydas
Sabonis,
right.
Of course, yeah. The daddy, the original.
But
Arvydas is not dribbling the ball up the floor and getting you into the offense. I mean, this is a different kind of passing. This is not Bill Walton or Sabonis or someone like that. He's actually like a point
right.
centered, but not just out of the post. That's something new.
Right.
But he doesn't play defense. Embiid, on the other hand, in a way, he's the most perfect all-around center we've seen yet because he's a wide body. He can get you in the post and all that stuff. But basically the difference this year is his percentage from outside is now kind of elite for a big. And so we've seen this metamorphosis.
100%.
It's not just one guy for MVP for a big, Jordan. Like, most of the MVP candidates right now are bigs.
If you go back to the 90s and we look at who are the MVPs and who are in the conversation, you're going to see a lot of bigs, you know, the Malones and Barkleys. And obviously, you know, it's dominated by Michael Jordan, but you have more of these kind of classic power forwards, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, these centers that played a very stationary position for the most part. The bigs now are being asked to do things that we've never seen. And you talked about Jokic being a non-traditional passer, the way that he can invert the floor at 7 feet. That was what Scottie Pippen was, you know, 25 years ago. If you go back and watch The Last Dance, they talk about creating a new position, Scottie Pippen, the point forward. Well, now it's point centers. Now it's Giannis, who's 7 feet. It's Jokic. You know, even someone like Embiid has learned how to play from the top of the key. And when you talk around, you know, to executives and coaches and GMs, who are they looking for? It's no longer just, I want a great point guard. It's, I want a big guy who can allow me to play different styles of basketball and allow us to invert the floor. And that's what Denver has. And Jokic, that's what Philadelphia has in Embiid. You talked about Davis.
When you say invert the floor, can you, because we're on radio, we're also on ESPN Plus, but we're on radio, so give a picture in everyone's mind's eye of what you mean by inverting the floor.
So why don't we just think about Denver for an example? What do the Nuggets do so well offensively? You have the pick and roll with Murray before he got hurt, and then you have this kind of Jokic point center, if you will, where Jokic initiates the offense either from the transitional standpoint, where he never gives the ball up to a classic guard, or they'll actually run Jokic at the top of the key or on the perimeter at some point to make the big decision in the offense. He's not just a screener off the ball or a screener on the ball. He's the actual initiator of the offense.
He's running a great two-man game with Aaron Gordon, by the way. Like, that's the shame of Jamal Murray's injury. They look great together.
100%. But he's the guy oftentimes, even in the pick and roll, where he's actually initiating it from a ball handling standpoint. That would have never happened 15 or 20 years ago.
Right. Well, okay, so now we get to the next point. Talking to Jordan Schultz, ESPN NFL NBA analyst and insider, breaking a lot of stories in the NFL too, but I want to stay in the NBA, Jordan, with you, because my question then is, when last seen, like Jokic, wow, that's an MVP caliber player in the playoffs when they beat the Clippers, right, and Jamal Murray, then they ran into LeBron and AD, and you're like, oh, okay, wait a minute, there's another level to this. Now, Jokic has elevated again, offensively, but AD, when last seen, that's the best big in the game. He's going to come back now from injury to a league where Embiid's in the best shape he's ever been in, playing at the highest level in the NBA, any position, really, I think. Jokic is the MVP frontrunner. Giannis is right there in the thick of things, doing what he always does. Is AD?
Harden?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm talking about just the bigs. Is AD?
Oh, the bigs. Okay.
Yeah, and also, and Harden's now missed time, but right, Harden's playing at an incredibly high level. Is AD, when he gets back, is he going to be the best big in the game again, or not?
No, I don't think so, because when he comes back, when you're talking about a seven-footer is coming back from an Achilles, they're going to slow him into it. You know, their goal with him is to be 100% or close to it for the playoffs. And because LeBron has been hurt, there's no way that the Lakers are going to ask Anthony Davis to play more than 35 minutes a night, you know, whereas he was playing 40-plus before. So he'll be great, and he'll be efficient, but he won't it'll take him let's say 6, 7, 8 games to get his rhythm, to get his win. And then it'll take him another few games to really get his efficiency standpoint where you're seeing him do what he does so well, which is, again, operating at that mid-block, the high post, the three-point line, not just the traditional sense of let's put our biggest guy on the block. So my thing with Anthony Davis, and we've talked about this, Max, and I know you're concerned about it as well, is when you're that big coming back from an Achilles, even if it's not a ruptured Achilles, it's still an Achilles, and you're still asking him to do so many things. So I think they'll be very slow with him, with the goal of we need him and Bron to be at 100% in the playoffs, or at least close to it.
You know, you talked about earlier, speaking of LeBron and speaking of positionless basketball or positions changing and evolving, and you brought up Scottie Pippen as a point forward. I really think, because Stephen A. and I were arguing about this today, he said, you know, Steph Curry has to be considered maybe the best point guard ever. No, it's Magic Johnson. I say, really, if you're constructing your all-time team, you're trying to win as much as possible, you're playing LeBron James at the point guard. Like, why not call it a point guard? He's been the best point guard in basketball, basically, when he's been healthy the last couple of years. I wonder if LeBron at the point and some diminished version of AD is enough to get out of the West this year.
No, it's not, Max. And I don't know if we would have said that, you know, a few months ago, but the way that Phoenix has played, Utah, you know, Denver before the Murray injury, we can maybe put them aside for now. I would not want to forget about Portland. I mean, there are the Clippers have been playing outstanding. They haven't lost with Rondo. I think the West is so loaded that the only way the Lakers get out of the West comfortably, or even get out of the West, is if those two guys are really, really close to 100%. And I don't see that happening. So, Max, maybe this is blasphemy, but I don't think the Lakers will be in the finals.
Yeah, I mean, listen, talking to Jordan Schultz, ESPN NBA insider, also breaking NFL stories on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Listen, the question is there enough runway for AD where he can work himself into good enough basketball playoff form and is playing loose enough, even with the specter of re-injury, that, you know, he doesn't have to be at his very best by finals time, but by the end of the first round, let's say. Right now it's going to get tougher. Is there enough runway? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so, because also you have to consider they're not going to be a one or a two seed. You know, they've kind of stayed afloat. They're 6-7 with LeBron and Davis out. But you're talking about worst-case scenario in a play-in game. But let's say they're a 5 or 6 seed. That means you got to play a Utah or maybe a Portland in the first round. And that's not a situation.
Hopefully Portland. Portland. So, like, let's face it.
What'd you say?
Hopefully Portland if you're the Lakers. Like, Portland's a beatable team.
Maybe without Murray.
Yeah, right.
But the Lakers, you know, I've been, I don't want to say critical, but wary of them. And I've said this on the show because I just don't think they have the depth even of a Clippers team or the Suns. So I'm concerned about the Lakers, Max. I know I'm not in the minority. I just don't think they have enough horses without those guys to contend in the West.
Well, there you heard it from Jordan Schultz. What do you think, Lakers fans? Lakers going to get out of the West even? You worried about AD? What percentage of himself does he need to be? 888-SAY-ESPN. Jordan, thanks a million for joining me. I'll talk to you next week, brother. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. By the way, NFL win totals are out. I'll let you know where they got it wrong coming up. You hear my computer career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers. You don't have to know, because before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. That's all they could do. Now they're IT pros, and you could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation so you could start your new life in as little as 4 months. New life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. NFL win totals are here.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Have you had any parking bill blues? I double parked in front of my building today. I had to run upstairs to get something before driving to work. Just dropped my kids off at school. Try to do that a couple times a week at least. And then ran upstairs, came back down. Not only parking tickets on my car, because it said no parking. It says no parking right in front of my apartment building. Everyone in the neighborhood does in front of their own buildings. They'll leave it out there for a minute. It doesn't slow up traffic or anything. It's a wide street. And there was also a notice, NYPD, a yellow boot on my car. You ever trying to take off the yellow boot? Because I did. It doesn't work. At any rate, I had 2 hours, it said, to physically go to Brooklyn. If you're not in New York, there are 5 boroughs in New York. Manhattan and Brooklyn are close to each other, but they're divided by a river. You got to use a bridge or a tunnel to get there. Got to go to Brooklyn, show up in person to get the thing taken off. And it costs $185. If not, it's another $185 because they charge you to take your car away and they charge. I can't be in person. Why can't you do this online or on the phone? I can't be in person because I have to go to work. I had to do first take in an hour. At any rate, tell me your tales of woe, parking tales of woe. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Caesars, William Hill, released in its 2021 win totals on Friday morning. NFL win totals. Some interesting stuff here. First of all, the Houston Texans. They're saying 5 wins. Well, if Deshaun Watson doesn't play, and who knows if he will, I like Tyrod Taylor as a backup. You think he's going to win 5 games? They didn't win a lot of games last year with Deshaun Watson. I don't think so. I'll take the under on the Texans in 5 wins. The under. Arizona Cardinals at 8 wins. I'll take the over on Arizona. What are you laughing about, Raj? Raj is cracking up. I can't hear
laughing.
You, what's that?
You put me up. Why am I laughing?
Yeah.
Because B, you know, Brendan, our technical leader, says in my ear, hey, would you like some NFL music? I was like, yeah. And then you were like, Caesars, blah, blah. And you pause. And then you were like two or three teams in, and then he plays it. But he said it like it was right under his fingertips. So I thought we were going to hear it. So that's why, audience, you heard it awkwardly like 5 minutes into the segment.
You know how people say you want to take a peek behind the curtain? We like to do this on this show. Unfortunately, whenever you pull aside the curtain, everyone's naked and doing something embarrassing. All right.
That's because I like to call the 1-800-SNITCH hotline on this show. You know, you just have to know we have a hotline. You can just call the 1-800-SNITCH hotline and tell on anyone, any member of the show.
Well, Arizona, doesn't have that the right Arizona either. Cardinals made a lot of moves in the offseason. And, what's this? Someone's calling me on the snitch line?
That was the 1-800-SNITCH line that I dialed. That's all. Brendan's just late. He's not having a good day.
I see. Anyway, I like the over on Arizona. I know they're in a very tough division. But they have a young ascending quarterback. They have a great receiver. They've added name brand pieces to the defense who can still play. They're trending in the right direction. I think 8 is the right number for the over-under, but I'll take over. I mean, this is actually a prediction of wins, not an over-under. But if you, I would take the over on 8. Meantime, Los Angeles Chargers at 9. Ooh, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is so good. I talked about this on First Take today, too. Like, is Tua Tagovailoa the way to go in the future? And, like, he had a QBR of 52 and change. 50 is average. Doesn't mean average starter. Average. Average starter usually is in the mid-60s. Justin Herbert was scraping 70. 69 and a half as a rookie. I see why people are high on the Chargers with that kid under center. Meantime, the Dallas Cowboys, 9.5. So this is an over-under. I would take the under, by the way, on the Chargers. I'm not taking over 9 games. The Dallas Cowboys, 9.5. I don't know why they're that high. Take the under on Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys, they're going to have Dak all season and they have this offense. Excuse me. The offense was built around that dominant line. It ain't there anymore. It's not the same line. Guys have retired, lost to injury, not there anymore. No, it's not the same offensive line. And even though they've done a pretty good job, Dallas, in recent years, like taking second and third round picks, trying to beef up the line, the reason it was so dominant, 4 out of 5 years, I believe it was, about 6 or 7 years ago, they used their first rounder on the offensive line, on an offensive lineman. That's how it got so dominant. Blue chip offensive lineman. They don't have that anymore. I expect the offense to be a little worse. Now, even if the defense gets a little better, I remember when Dak played a full season last, he looked really good. The offense looked great. Best offense in the league by some metrics. They won 8 games in an awful division, missed the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs in an awful division. Why suddenly you like them for 9.5 games? That's just playing on these suckers, Cowboy fans, suckers. Like Raj. Meantime, Los Angeles Rams at 10.5 wins. It's tough to take the over once you start getting to 10.5 wins. I don't know if I take the over there. I may take the under on the Rams, but I like them to make real noise in the playoffs. It's just the division is brutal. And you're only going to lose 5 games and you play in the NFC West? All right. It's possible, but I 10.5, I think they got the over-under right. Maybe I'll take them for 10 wins. But I like them a lot more in the playoffs. I think they're real Super Bowl contenders once those playoffs start. Bucks at 11.5 wins. I'll take the under there, too. They're an excellent team, a great team. But we're not the most dominant regular season team I've ever seen. I think, again, they got the over-under right. And it'll be 11 or 12 wins. I'll take 11. Kansas City Chiefs have the highest number at 12. I'll take the over on the Chiefs. It's the one team. Because they need to beef up the offensive line and the defense. They got the draft coming up. But if you have Patrick Mahomes and those offensive weapons, you're almost always going to win the game, provided you protect Mahomes. Don't read too much into the Super Bowl loss to the Bucks. He didn't have either of his starting offensive tackles, missing 3 offensive linemen altogether. And Todd Bowles knew enough that with a great defensive line, just send 4, you'll get pressure. They did on over 50% of the snaps. Drop everyone into coverage. No one's ever open. So Mahomes is always running for his life. I thought he was the most spectacular player in the Super Bowl, even with those bad numbers. He did things. I was like, oh my God. All the stuff I'm going to remember from that Super Bowl is Mahomes doing superhuman things. And they'll protect him better during the regular season than they did in the Super Bowl because they'll, as I said, beef up the line. So there it is. You have opinions about any of this? By the way, do you get this now? Justin Fields is moving up in the draft? Undoubtedly because of the commotion I've raised on this show, everybody. Plus, I'm going to get to your parking ticket stories. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Oh, wait a minute. Brendan gets his playlist all of a sudden? What is this? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Well, he's been acting up since you've been out a couple of days with your side effect from the vaccination. Right. He's been playing like winger and like Toto, all this kind of stuff.
I don't even know what that is.
He might have a reason
for
this song.
That sounds like a special. Well,
why are we playing?
That sounds like special at TGI Fridays or something. What did you just say,
Brendan? Why are we playing this song?
That off the kids menu or the regular menu?
The song right now is Just What I Need.
Yeah, I know. I like this song.
That's
like
not important. The song is by the band The Cars.
Yeah, this is a very good song.
That's why.
Oh, because The Cars. I guess there was a band called The Cars.
Ah, I see. Cool. You have to read into it.
Don't sleep on the motorcycles. Remember the band The Motorcycles? They were good, too.
You got to read
into
it.
When he gets his motorcycle towed, I'll play them.
That's right. I see. Now I see. Wasting all my time. I know this. Yeah. There you go. By the way, you know what I've been watching? This is how I've been spending my time, my little time off. I finally got around to watching that Wu documentary. I'm up to mostly through episode 3 of Mics and Men on Showtime. Oh, boy, that really scratches an itch for me. That's right. I downloaded the EP and everything. Was listening to it in the car this morning, which I now have to get out of the Brooklyn tow yard. All right. The NBA is on ESPN Radio. Tune in tomorrow night as the Celtics host the Warriors, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. You know what I'm scared of? I don't know why. Like, to put a yellow in New York, when they put the yellow shoe on it, it means, like, that's the cops. That's like, what is my registration? Hold on. I don't know what's going on. What if I go there and I can't even get the car out? Do I have to bring documents? I don't know how any of this works. How do people keep up with their car inspections and registration renewals and who knows all this stuff? Especially like a city kid coming from New York. No one has cars. No, you don't grow up knowing this stuff. You learn it as an adult. James in West Virginia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, bud. Just want to say I appreciate you. Love your show.
Thank you, brother.
I just wanted to tell you, I think the Joker definitely should be MVP, mm-hmm. averaging almost a triple-double this year. And I mean, he's got a good supporting cast around him, but, I mean, Joel Embiid, he's averaging maybe 3 assists a game. I mean, if you look at stats, I think Joker's got this one.
But Embiid has great defensive value that Jokic doesn't have. I don't think Embiid is in the conversation. He's missed too many games. He's missed like 19 games, something crazy. 17 games. He's missed a whole bunch of games. So I don't think it's Embiid that's Jokic's challenge for MVP this year. On a per-game basis, I think Embiid's been the best player in the game this year. I think his main competition comes from James Harden. But on an MVP, like, you know, who has the most value so far this year, including, like, time played and all that stuff, I would say Jokic slightly over Lillard. And the reason I say slightly is that Lillard has been forced to carry more of a load this year, and so he's worn down a little recently. But Jokic, let's see what he does now without Jamal Murray. You know, now he's got to carry the load. And by the way, he has more help than Lillard did because he didn't have McCollum, he didn't have Nurkic. But I think it's Jokic one a little ahead of Lillard, and those two have a good, you know, bit of distance ahead of everyone else. And Antetokounmpo, I think there's some fatigue giving him the award. And even though it's a regular season award and he's back in the thick of things, let's see you do it in the playoffs, brother. Jarrett in Pennsylvania, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Yeah, so I got a frustrating ticket one time. I paid for a parking spot with the electronic tolls that they have now. I paid for a parking spot that was behind my car, not where my car was. So I also paid for it and then got a ticket on top of that because it was the wrong spot.
Oh, yeah, like that's easy to understand that happening. But, yeah, and that's the other thing. If you pay the ticket in New York online, they're like, well, yeah, but the system hasn't processed it yet. So, wait, you towed my car? But I paid it. Yeah, but it hasn't processed it. Well, why is that a me problem? Why don't you process it? Although, I got to be honest, I've a couple times cops have let me off recently, once on a speeding ticket, once on something else where they could have given me a ticket, they didn't. So I don't know. I'm even Steven, I guess. Mike in Arizona, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Wait.
I used to be a sports reporter in a small college town.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I had to go park on campus to cover that team, I dreaded it.
Yeah.
Because even though they used to give us this little kiosk where we would drive by and punch in a number for media, you put the slip up there, but they give you a ticket, and every time it had a different reason. It would say, oh, you're not in the right zone, or, oh, this ticket wasn't visible enough for the parking attendant.
Yeah, right, crazy. I'll tell you one thing. So it's $65 usually for a parking ticket in Manhattan. And if I could double park in front of my building, because I'm getting the kids to and from school and stuff, you know, I got to run upstairs and get one, and it's not like it's a doorman, it's a loft building, an old 150-year-old building. And so like, if I could pay that ticket, even if I got the ticket, every couple weeks I got another ticket, it's that $65 is worth it to me. I'm paying for the car anyway, this way I don't have to take an Uber to work or anything like that. It's worth it to me. But they put a shoe on the car and towed it. Jake in Kentucky, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hi, Max. Thanks for taking my call, man. Big fan.
Thank you, brother.
I got a story for you. I'm a freshman in college, and I'm living on campus, and it makes me so mad because commuters, they get first row parking right up next to, you know, wherever you're going in the building.
Yeah.
So I parked up there not knowing, and they gave me my ticket. It made me so mad. So trying to cheat the system, I kept parking there and put that same ticket on my window.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted for about a month or so until it rained, and then they kind of caught on.
All right, but you got a month. You got away with it for a month. Not bad. Not bad. I think, listen, if you got away with it for a month, you're ahead of the game, it sounds to me. David in Arizona, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. You got about 30 seconds.
Hey, Max, so I know you were talking about buying championships in the NBA yesterday. I wanted your opinion on keeping the cap but removing max contracts. So if I'm a player that can get the same money no matter where I go, why would I pick Oklahoma City over L.A.?
That's interesting. That's an interesting idea. So same cap, but now certain players can be bid for. It's not just like a ceiling on the max contract. Help on the horizon for the Lakers, Max Kellerman Show.